For KZYX News, I'm Hope McKenney. Over the weekend, hundreds of people gathered at the annual Mendocino County Fair and Apple Show to watch the sheepdog trials. The herding event is a competitive dog sport that began in the 1860s in New Zealand. Highly trained herding dogs move sheep around a field, fences, gates, or enclosures as directed by their handlers. For those who haven't attended the event in Boonville, the sheepdog trials take place in a football field at the county fairgrounds. There are four obstacles on the 100-yard grassy arena: a square pen, two gates side by side with a 6-foot gap between them, and something that looks kind of like a large plywood funnel, where the sheep have to squeeze through a solid chute that's 18 inches wide. Many dogs fail to get the sheep to enter the funnel and pass single file through the dark chute. There were 8 contestants in the sheepdog trials. An eliminations trial took place prior to the event, and the top 8 got to come to the fair. Donna Beebe won the Mendocino sheepdog trials on Sunday. Her father was a sheep herder in Mendocino County.
Actually, I grew up right here in Boonville, so this is a pretty big deal for me. My family is part of what started Redwood Empire Sheepdog Association, which is the club you watched here today. So many, many generations of doing this.
Now, there is a specific type of sheepdog trial unique to the Redwood Empire region of Northern California. It was developed by ranchers in the 1940s because of the area's rough terrain.
There are many trialing systems in the state now. There's 4 or 5 of them. This one is the Redwood Empire Sheepdog Association that was created in the 5 Northern California counties because of the rough terrain. That's why they needed sheepdogs that could go out around where people and horses couldn't that easily.
That was Karen Colgard. She won the trials last year with her dog Dickens and has been participating in the trials for nearly 40 years.
I'm 76, and I've been doing it a long time, probably 35 to 40 years. And my very first trial was held here.
On Sunday, she won 5th place with her young dog, Timber. Timber is a 26-pound border collie with pricked-up ears, a smooth coat of long hair lying flat against her body, and freckles on her legs, collar, and snout.
This one I call my pocket dog because she's very tiny, so she fits almost anywhere.
Colgard says the trials in Northern California developed to simulate the work done on ranches here. And because ranchers often have to communicate with their dogs from up to a mile away, they use whistles and voice commands to direct their dogs over these large distances.
When it was first started, the idea was to provide a course that simulated some of the ranch work and to show that the dog could work on its own without the help of the handler to get the job done. So you notice that the handlers are basically going to an obstacle and not doing anything but standing there. They make whistle commands or voice commands to guide, but they don't do the work. The dog is supposed to do the work on the sheep.
No hand signals are permitted in the trials. This is because hand signals might distract the dog or sheep, or be confused with aiding the dog in herding the sheep through obstacles. Colgard says left and right sound similar. They're both one-syllable words, so handlers usually use come by to tell their dogs to move left and away to me or away for them to move right.
You think in circles. Right would be a right circle around the flock, and left would be a left circle around the flock. And you think in circles because the dog thinks in circles. Their instinct is to gather sheep to you, and it's a very strong instinct.
Now, contestants are judged on how efficiently and calmly their dogs work the sheep, and how many obstacles the sheep go through in 10 minutes. Colgard says ideally the sheep, who usually see the dog as a predator, will begin to trust the dog if its technique is calm and precise, and will then go quietly where the dog tells them to go.
The best runs look like you're what we call bow peeping, which means the sheep are just sort of following you along as if they were trained to do so when they really aren't.
But she says it's not only the handlers and dogs who need to be on their game. The sheep also play a large role in what happens.
The sheep have to cooperate, and they are not the same either. They have individual heads, and they're not as dumb as people think they are. They watch the dogs and the people and the situation just like everybody else does. Now, the whole idea, though, is for the dog to work quietly enough so that they can get the sheep to trust that if they do what the dog asks, they'll be okay. And in 10 minutes, that's not an easy task.
Colgard says she loves working and training sheepdogs. She was a horse trainer for years until she hurt her back. And when she started breeding and training border collies nearly 40 years ago, she never looked back.
A good partner in sheepdog is like a good double tennis player. Each one knows what the other one wants to do, and they just do it in harmony to get the job done. They're a willing worker, always out there looking, what can I do, what can I do, what can I do? And it's a, what better partner could you have?
Something unique about these trials is that Alice Wolfley, program director here at KZYX, who also happens to be a sheep rancher, broadcasts the sheepdog trials live with commentary, along with Kevin Owens, who is a multiple-year winner of the Mendocino sheepdog trials.
No, she's doing a great job here.
Oh, they're walking right up to it and walked right
there
through
it. There they go, right through.
That was beautiful.
She might have lost.
This was the station's second year broadcasting the popular sheepdog trials live. Wolfley says it's a fun event, and it's important to celebrate these rural sports.
The thing that I think is the really most amazing thing about sheepdog trials, it's a rural sport, and there's rural sports all over the world. I mean, sled dog racing, you know, all the logging sports. In Gloucester in England, they have the wool sack races, where they're running a relay race with 75-pound sacks full of wool on their shoulders, and like, this originated from actual jobs that people do. It's not just a quaint thing that was back then. I mean, everything that you wear or touch that's made out of wool is because somebody raised a sheep and someone sheared a sheep and someone's managing sheep out there and they're probably using dogs.
The National Sheepdog Trials will take place in Alturas near the California-Oregon border next week. And the Hopland Sheepdog Trials will take place at the Hopland Research and Extension Center on November 10th and 11th.
I think that we are the only radio station in the world that does this. I've never heard of another station broadcasting sheepdog trials live with commentary. Also, this totally is going on my resume as a sports commentator. Yeah.
For KZYX News, I'm Hope McKenney.